Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
Maybe we have nobody. Is nobody out there? I saw him.
Is nobody there? Nobody?
Nobody was there. I don't know. We're going to try our best to get him in here.
Either way, nobody's here.
Nobody is out there, and I can see nobody. There's evidence of nobody, but not yet.
Nobody has acknowledged.
Nobody has technical difficulties.
Nobody has technical difficulties. Yes, it's true.
So we'll see if he pops in here. And anyway, we've got lots of stuff to talk about tonight. Captain sitting in for our normal co-host, Chris, who
is... Yeah, I hope I can do him some justice.
Yeah, he's... you're probably not as geeky, and...
Nope.
I mean, you're pretty geeky.
I'm more nerd than geek.
Okay, what's the difference?
One is more culture, and the other one's more technician.
Which one's which?
Well, geek is more technician, nerd is more culture.
Right?
Because
yeah.
Nerd is often referred to as, like comic book culture is referred to as part of nerd culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you collect a bunch of comic books, you've got some favorites, and you're a fan of certain different comic series, you're a comic book nerd. But are you a geek? No, unless you're like designing the video game for your favorite comic book, then you might be a geek. I'm just spitballing. I don't know this for a fact. It just seems to me that those are the cultural definitions.
Now, that's interesting. Now, would you say that over the last few decades that both of those terms have become more kind of acceptable? Because when...
Absolutely.
I know when I was growing up, it was not cool to be either a nerd or a geek.
Yeah,
right?
I talked about this, I think, on last week's Beard Talk Live. Oh, and by the way, before we talk about
later
this...
tomorrow night.
Before we talk about this any further, welcome to, show number one of a four-show kick-ass weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
So I'm about to do four shows in 3 days in one weekend.
Does that make you a geek for Free Talk Live?
What? I still think I'm a nerd.
You've got the technical ability.
Anyway,
I thought I heard some rustling. Is there nobody out there?
Nobody might be here. Nobody knows.
We hear him.
Oh.
We hear nobody.
Well, it's not Russell.
Welcome, sir.
Groovy.
Good to have you. We're talking about nerds and geeks. I presume you heard Captain's explanation. Do you concur, or what do you think?
Yeah, nobody knows the difference.
So when I think I talked about this on Beard Talk Live last week, but when I was growing up, like you would get bullied.
Yeah.
For like playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
You were, oh, look at the little geeks playing the little geek game, right? You know, and like Chad
not if
with
you
his
studied kung fu.
Chad with his Letterman's jacket would come over and like flip your table or something, you know, or you know, shove your papers in your face or whatever. And him and his buddies would point and laugh, ha 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 ha, stuff like that. That seemed to change with the movie Revenge of the Nerds.
Really? Was that what did it?
Turn
the tide.
I don't know if that's what
for
did.
Me it was kung fu lessons. When Chad turns your table over and you break his nose, he never does that again.
That's true. When you stand up to a bully and punch him in the face, it happens. But I distinctly remember that after the movie Revenge of the Nerds, because you got to remember the internet didn't exist, so that was a huge cultural like shift. Like, all of a sudden, nerds were, kind of cool because of that movie. And so, from then on, it was more
cool.
Which
is awful, because that movie is rapey as hell.
Right?
I mean, the guy actually passed himself off as somebody else to have sex with somebody. That's just, I mean, that's enough for the wood chipper.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's some truth to, like, me growing up as a kid. Like, I sort of hid my inner geek,
Mm-hmm.
I took computer in summer school, right? Because, Like, my older brother had to go to summer school because he was kind of failing, but, like, I was doing just fine, but the parental units wanted to get rid of both of us, so they were like, you can just go to summer school, too!
And
I was like, gosh, thanks! But, so I took, like, computers and, I don't even remember what grade, sixth grade or something, and we were working on, like, Apple IIe's, maybe, or Apple II, perhaps, I'm not sure.
I love those things. That was back before Apple went to hell.
OG floppy disks, and I mean the ones that were actually
floppy.
Those.
Yep. I remember playing the Oregon Trail on Apple IIe back in the
day. That's right. You have died of dysentery. So at any rate, at some point, and I point to Revenge of the Nerds as sort of at least the cultural pivot point for when it sort of started becoming okay to be a geek, you know, a nerd, a person of technical prowess.
All right, I'm going to throw a third word in here, and that is dork. I feel like dork is more of a insulting term. It has not received the same kind of respect. It's just not even like in the same category of.
I feel like dork just means like clumsy. Mm-hmm. Right? Somebody like accidentally stumbles. They didn't tie their shoes. Oh, you're such a dork. You know, to me that seems like what dork kind of means.
What do you think, nobody?
Yeah, the anatomical references never became cool.
Good point. All right, so have you been paying attention, nobody, to this Bankman situation with the cryptocurrency?
Sounds
exchange?
Like a superhero going to rescue us from all the central banking, right? The Federal Reserve. But no, that's not how it works.
No, he didn't look like a superhero, I'll tell you that. But this guy that ran this FTX crypto exchange that took a nosedive this week, have you been following this story?
I have not.
Really? Oh, I'm surprised. It's actually so big now, it made the headline at the Drudge Report tonight. Yeah. This thing's been developing all week long. This FTX, which is a newer crypto exchange. Apparently, it only started just a couple of years ago. And this guy rose to prominence real fast. He became this kind of media darling. And I first became aware of him when I saw somebody posting on social media about this guy with this ego.
Oh, I never heard about him until, like,
just this week.
Just this weekend. Yeah.
I heard about him because...
Never trust a media darling. If the media are pushing somebody, there's a reason, and the reason is probably bad.
Right. And the guy's name was Bankman. I mean, what else did you need as far as a warning?
Wasn't it, like, serial killer style? He had three names, and, like, his middle name was Bankman?
Sam Bankman Fried was his, name, yeah.
Wow.
Weird. Yeah.
That's just reassuring from beginning to end.
Somebody claimed on the internet today that his aunt is on the World Economic Forum.
Right,
as well.
I also heard that the girl that he's associated with, not his wife.
His girlfriend.
Apparently there's some sort of potential sex cult thing going on, too, all the people who are behind FTX.
Whoa.
Like, they all, like, live together, and supposedly, this is just stuff that, I saw scrolling through my feed. I was like, oh, that's weird. You know, keep going.
I was told there would be sex cults.
So as the first time I heard about this guy was when I saw that he has an ego like the size of a building. And what I mean by that is all of the advertisements for his Bitcoin exchange all featured him, which is kind of weird, right? Like normally when you see Bitcoin exchange advertising, it's the logo of the exchange and like, you know, some sort of keywords or a phrase or, you know, their tagline. But this guy is always him next to the logo, and his image is like the biggest part of the advertisement. And the dude literally bought building ads, you know, like the big cities where they literally paint the entire side of a building somehow with whatever technology. They can put a whole ad over it. This guy was literally, you know, 20 stories tall or something like that. I mean, the kind of ego that it would take to say, yeah, I'm going to be the face of
this. I gave
a
friend of mine crap because he owns and runs a microbrew, and he did a wrap around his, like, delivery truck.
That's the word I was looking for, wraps.
Yeah, he did a wrap around his delivery truck. And, like, it's got the logo all featured big, but it's also got, like, a picture of him smiling, holding a beer. And I'm like, no ego there, huh? You know, so, but this is nothing compared to what this guy is doing. I'm never going to give my buddy crap about it again.
And he got a whole bunch of press about how he is this great giving person, and look at all the money that he's contributing to politicians, which is another big warning for this guy. Like, he's one of the top donors. So you got George Soros at number one, and this guy was at like number five. So I mean,
well, sometimes you have to go back to the basics. Adam Smith in 1776 wrote, "I have never known much good to be done by those who claim to trade in the public interest."
Yeah, and by the way, the big reason this guy was bad news was because he was an advocate, the largest, most visible advocate of regulations on cryptocurrency. We'll tell you more about what happened.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
KidsLive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. Lots of stuff to do at freetalklive.com, including our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. That is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. When you sign up, you do need to tell the server why you're joining. Just reference our show, and you'll have no problem getting through the approval process. We have to have that in place because otherwise spammers come in and this system has no way of stopping them. So we got to do it manually. Anyway, social.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Joseph Schull, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Joseph is helping us out to the tune of $5 a month. Thank you.
Dude, thanks.
Joseph. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live and help us get the ideas of liberty out there to as many people as possible. So once again, thank you, Joseph. And you can join him at amps.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only podcast, which has the full radio show minus the recorded commercial breaks. Those are cut out of it. So you get that every single day. And it's one of the perks. There are others. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to learn about that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So we had just gotten started on the latest on this Bankman situation.
Bankman.
Yeah,
except he's no superhero.
This guy's no good at all. Some people are saying he's going to be facing criminal charges over this. They're claiming this is like Bernie Madoff-style level kind of fraud that was going on. He's alleged to have been taking billions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency and customer funds and then just gambling with them, doing stuff like investing them and trying to make money with them and, you know, failing, I guess.
So I got, I think, three different emails, and you, of course, pinged me about BlockFi. BlockFi was one of the companies. BlockFi is a company that offers many crypto services.
Offered. They may not. Well, they may not survive this.
And so I got an email from them.
They did loans.
Saying
you could get loans.
Yeah, from, among others. I think they're an exchange as well, and they do some other
credit card or something.
Yeah, they do some other crypto related business stuff, you know, and that kind of a thing. So does Coinbase. Mm-hmm. I got an email from them. I think I might still have a Coinbase account. I think I left, you know, 50 cents in it or something in case I ever need it again. Hopefully I don't, because well, I kind of hate those guys. That BlockFi is really no different. Somebody else, I think Milo, sent me an email, and I've never done any actual business. I just opened an account with them at some point in the past and never did anything with it. And so, of course, they've got my email address and they send me stuff. But I received emails from, like, these are three of the more, like, major crypto companies as far as amount of money they deal with and that kind of thing, all because of this guy. And his thing. So like BlockFi was like, hey, we're limiting withdrawals for the moment until we get clarity on like exactly what happened. Coinbase said, hey, we have a whole bunch in reserves, nothing to worry about, operate as usual. Here's evidence. Like they offered one company actually offered publicly displayed their crypto holdings address. Yeah. And so, like, anybody can go look on the blockchain and see how much is in that wallet and see that they aren't lying about how much they have in their, quote, reserves, unquote. And so then I saw...
I heard Crypto.com did that.
I think it was Crypto.com. I saw a tweet from Eric Voorhees of Shapeshift.
Yes.
Great
guy.
He made a point.
Former amplifier on Free Talk Live.
Yes, also very libertarian in his beliefs. He made a great point, and that was... When stuff like FTX happens in the government world, in the statist world, you get government bailouts at the cost or at the behest of the taxpayer.
That's right.
But when it happens in the market, they just go under, like these guys did.
That's right. That's what should happen.
And that's exactly what should happen.
They've now filed for bankruptcy.
And continue to happen. And so all of the other companies who are still in business should take a lesson from this. And figure out how to not let that happen to their company.
Well, number one, don't gamble with your customer funds. I mean, that's probably the biggest takeaway. But the really important thing here, Captain, is that the people who had money in FTX are likely never going to see
yeah. you know, pennies on the dollar of that, if yeah. anything,
so
ever.
So don't leave your money on the exchanges.
That's the lesson here.
It's been a rule since day one of right. crypto, not your keys, not your coins.
And that's the lesson that keeps getting taught again and again. This isn't the first crypto exchange to go down. And it's not going to be the last.
No, not at all.
As long as people do not learn this lesson, people are going to continue to be punished by these failures. Now, whether it was a failure of incompetence or perhaps corruption with this person, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this was the plan all along. Who knows how dastardly, you know, this really was? Or it could have just been he's a screw up and right. he doesn't know the hell he's doing. It could have been any of those things. Or maybe it's a hack. Some of these crypto exchanges have gone down as far as hackers have taken advantage of them, and they've lost customer funds from that. So you
right, because if
know.
You can't hack the cryptocurrency itself, the easiest target is to target either the users
right.
or the exchange.
So this Sam Bankman-Fried is his name. He has now filed for Chapter 11, or his exchange, FTX, has filed for Chapter 11 in the United States, according to a company statement posted on Twitter. He has also stepped down as CEO and has been succeeded by some other poor bastard.
Wait, do you remember the difference between Chapter 9 and Chapter 11?
I think Chapter 11 is the one that you try to come back from.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about okay. that. I don't know if they're going to be able to come back from this, because what they tried to do, apparently, earlier this week, they tried to go to the biggest Bitcoin exchange on the planet, which is called Binance.
Yep.
And he went to the CEO of Binance and said, can you help us out? And Binance initially entered into a temporary agreement
they were
saying,
gonna buy them.
Yeah, we'll buy you out, yeah. but we got to do our due diligence first, so right. we can leave this agreement if we want to. It wasn't a binding thing at all. And within 24 hours, Binance came back out and said, no, we don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. And then apparently also just now today, they're coming out. You mentioned Coinbase, also one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. This Bankman went to Coinbase as well this week and asked for some sort of a bailout.
Yeah.
And Coinbase said, no, we don't want to get involved in this. So none of the other people want to bail this company out.
Not surprised.
It's probably really, really ugly as far as the financials are concerned. They don't want to take that risk on.
Now, imagine if, something like government came to the people and were like, hey, do you want to spend billions of dollars to bail out these banksters from, like, the 2008 crash?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if everybody got to say no, you think that anybody would have said yes?
No. Yeah,
they would have said no. So, you know, the difference between the market and, you know, the state here is just choice. You get choice. These companies get a choice.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to force. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps government will come in and be like, okay, taxpayers, we're bailing out FTX. We're going to force you to bail them out and hand them some of your hard-earned taxpayer money.
You know, one of the questions here is this guy going to face criminal charges for this? I mean, he's obviously ruined financially. You know, that's enough punishment for a lot of people. But a lot of people are calling for jail time for this individual. But you have to remember, he's given billions of dollars to political causes. He's given billions of dollars to people like Joe Biden. You know, I think that might just buy him some quote-unquote fairness from the so-called justice system. But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe they will try to string him up. But really, the question is here, was this the plan all along? Is Bankman a federal plant in the first place? You can share your thoughts here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this special day, on every day, I honor all of those who've sacrificed for our nation like my son.
President Biden speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt. Biden's son Beau died from a brain tumor in 2015 while hospitalized in Maryland. There's a chance Republicans will take majority in the House, and some are already planning on investigating how the Biden administration handled COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says House Republicans should hold government officials accountable for the COVID response.
Lives have been destroyed and our nation is weaker because of reckless government decisions. These actions demand accountability.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, with trees popping up for sale. Plant experts say if you snap one up now, it will last until New Year's. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, the Captain Nobody here. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, or you know somebody, family member perhaps, who has suffered these things and also lived at Camp Lejeune, you might be entitled to compensation. Now, what you want to do is call a phone number I'm about to give you, and they will be able to help you figure out whether you or a loved one are eligible for potential payments. Contaminants were in the drinking water at those times, so there might be deadlines involved in this. So don't wait to call this number, 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. The number again, 888-918-1037. As we continue here, we're talking about Bankman. Sam Bankman-Fried, a guy who...
Like, I expect him to get the electric chair now.
Well, I doubt that.
Just because of his last name.
That would be a pretty surprising turn of events. Usually people...
Maybe he gets Epstein's. What do you think?
Well, there have been jokes going around suggesting that Sam Bankman didn't kill himself, suggesting that if he is indeed arrested, that he will be turned up dead kind
people
of
getting in front of
situation.
The meme ball.
He was very wealthy up until the beginning of this week when there was the sell-off of the token that his exchange was based on. So This guy founded this crypto exchange purportedly a couple of years ago, and like a lot of crypto websites and exchanges, he created his own cryptocurrency token or crypto. I don't really know much about the FTX or FTT token or whatever it was called, but apparently they were taking out loans based on this token that, of course, really had no actual like backing or real value beyond the fact that the crypto exchange existed and people liked it at that time. Right. So when the questions started arising about the potential liquidity of this crypto exchange, whether or not it actually had the customer funds on hand to back withdrawal demands, then the price of this token started going down, and it went from like $25 per unit to $2.50 within a period of like 24 hours. There was a huge sell-off on this thing. And, of course, that's going to result in all kinds of loans being called in.
What is that, like a 1,000x dip?
10x.
10x?
Yeah. Okay. But it's still huge, right? Yeah. Like, that's a huge loss for anybody that was holding on to that stuff. And apparently a lot of the employees had taken bonuses in this token, and they just had their savings wiped out as a result.
It reminds me of the dot-bomb era.
Yeah, this was a pretty bad situation. So here's a story from CNBC. Sam Bankman-Fried and his exchange has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Approximately 130 affiliated companies are part of the proceedings, including Alameda Research, which is his crypto trading firm, and FTX.US, which is the company's U.S. subsidiary. Here's another kicker. Just a day or so after things were looking bad, and it was obvious that FTX was going down.
Yeah.
There's FTX, which is their main trading platform internationally. And then there's FTX.US,
right,
which is their U.S.-based, because the U.S. is like way worse than a lot of other countries at regulations and things like that.
Yep.
So they just, the way these companies work, Binance does this too. There's Binance.US. They have their own U.S. subsidiary that can do all the hoop jumping for the U.S. government and kind of keep everything separated from the other site. That way they don't get in trouble for what's going on their other site. So the statement this guy made publicly like 24 hours ago or so was that, oh, yeah, everything's fine with FTX.US. Everything's fine there. We've got plenty of money. All is well. And now they're filing for bankruptcy the next day. So, like, it seems like what this guy was doing was he's trying to kick the can down the road and stop people from withdrawing money from his site, because that's what obviously people are going to go and do. They're gonna panic, and they're going to go and hit the withdrawal button.
Bank run, unquote.
Right.
Bank run.
Right. On the U.S. version of the site, apparently withdrawals hadn't been frozen. But on the international site, the withdrawals had been frozen. But now they're saying FTX.US is also involved in the bankruptcy.
Well, to your question, I think before we went to break, about, you know, is this guy some sort of a player? You know, was this all sort of on purpose? And I don't know, maybe, because it seems to me,
because remember, he's a big advocate for regulation.
Right. It seems to me that Bitcoin, most of the major cryptos anyway, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, you know, Litecoin to some extent, and some of the other more popular ones, Monero, for example, have all sort of proven that cryptocurrency can't really be hacked, right? The idea of like a 51% attack, you know, it's never happened. It's kind of gone out the window.
Well, it hasn't happened to Bitcoin.
Well,
it has happened to some of the smaller
coins. Okay, but like that's like the only way. Like, you can't actually hack something like Bitcoin. And
correct. Not without a quantum computer or something like that.
Or even then, like, there's still questions about whether or not it could be done. So,
yeah, that's true.
So, of course, and this is from everybody, right? We're talking individual hackers. We're talking banks. We're talking governments. We're talking, you know, a lot of brain power has been trying and failing for decades.
Yeah, if it could be done, somebody would have done it by now.
So
they would have cashed in big time.
So how do you, if governments believe, as we do, and that is that cryptocurrency is sort of coming for them, right? It's
coming for the government.
For the government, right? It can replace government money. It should replace government money.
Hopefully it will.
In my opinion. And so if they believe, as we do, that it's only a matter of time before that happens, they're going to want to attack it in any way that they possibly can.
Right.
So how could they possibly attack it now?
Make it look bad.
Culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They want
make it look
to
dangerous.
Make risky. It look dangerous. Make it look risky. I've seen a whole bunch of, like, non-technical people posting on the social media about, oh, crypto crash. I told you it was all fake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The people who never looked into it or whatever. Whereas I'm of the opinion that, and it's just a mere bump in the road at this point, right? Yeah, this one crypto exchange did something that has caused some backlash in the crypto market.
Yeah,
I think it's just a
dive.
I think it's
sure.
just a good time to buy.
Absolutely, absolutely a buying opportunity for people out there. If I were legally able to do it, I certainly would have snatched some up. It got as low as like almost $15,000.
Yeah, I saw that
a couple of days ago. And some people, of course, think this is going to continue to go down. I'm a little more optimistic about it. You know, like I said, we've seen this before.
Yes,
there have been crypto exchanges who've been hacked. Crypto exchanges have been gone out of business. Scam artists who've taken the crypto exchange and just shut it down entirely. Exit scams, as you might call it.
Right.
And yeah, sometimes the Bitcoin price takes a little dip, but it comes back because Bitcoin's bigger and cryptocurrency is bigger than this one guy and his one exchange. This is not the end at all. A lot of people cannot see beyond the present moment. They don't like zoom out, right? Because if you zoom out and you look at the price of Bitcoin over just the last, I don't know, few years,
yeah.
and you'll see that even though it's quote-unquote down, a year ago,
yeah.
it was like at record highs. It
right.
was $60,000+ per Bitcoin, and it's been tumbling basically slowly ever since then. But all you have to do is go back to, let's see, looks like mid-2020, so 2 years ago, and it's higher now than it was then.
I was going to say, when I moved to New Hampshire in 2019, Bitcoin wasn't 10,000. It was under 10, I think, in 2019 when I moved.
For a good chunk of 2019, it was lower than 10, yeah.
Yeah. So, for it to be at 15 3 years later, pretty good.
Yeah, anybody that bought before 2020, summer of 2020 is still up.
And we know that it basically spent most of this year hovering around 20,000. So,
yeah. Yeah, basically. So, a little bit more here about what's happening with Sam Bankman, this character who led this now failing exchange.
Sorry, to finish my point, if it is, we'll call it a conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. that this guy is a pawn of the banks and the governments.
I've got one here. I'll read for you.
Then that makes sense from the perspective of here are organizations that know they can't compete with this. And this is the only method that they have at their disposal to try and hack it, if you will. And that's to discredit it, make it look bad, make it look dangerous.
We're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in on the FTX debacle, was this a plan? Was it the plan all along to mismanage customer funds, all the while being the largest voice in the cryptocurrency industry calling for regulation? Is this now going to be used as the excuse to pass regulation?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, we're talking about the latest failure in the cryptocurrency industry, the centralized finance side of the cryptocurrency industry, which is worth pointing out here. That's really, you know, one of the big lessons is centralization is antithetical.
It's bad, okay?
To the point of cryptocurrency. This whole idea of a centralized exchange, this FTX, where there's a server somewhere in Iraq that you have to interact with in order to buy
in
and sell.
Iraq, not
in Iraq,
Iraq.
Yes. That you have to interact with in order to buy or sell cryptocurrency.
It doesn't help if it's in Iraq.
Yeah, well, yeah, you probably can't have it in. Well, I guess you could have it in Iraq. In Iraq,
if you had an old
Iran can't.
If you had an old Camaro, Iraq in Iraq, and you were a rock and roll person, I don't even know what that would make you.
By the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain.
I'm not in the studio.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
But we can pretend.
Okay.
Radio
pretending to be in the studio is nobody.
Radio listeners don't know where you are. No,
it's true.
I actually have no
idea. It's true. That's a major safety feature.
He's coming to us live from nowhere.
That's right. No one is out there. Nobody's out there somewhere, but we're not
somewhere
sure.
Or nowhere.
I don't know.
I'm making all my nowhere plans for nobody.
He's a real nowhere man.
He's also going to be, I presume, on with you guys tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern time for Beard Talk Live, which will be coming up episode 13.
Ooh, lucky number.
Yeah, so that'll be happening.
If the sheriff don't get me, I'll be there.
Technically, it'll be happening on the 13th as well, because it'll start on the 12th.
It's a golden show.
It'll finish on the 13th.
It'll also be show number 3 of a 4-show kick-ass weekend.
Nice. So check that out, 10:30 Eastern. It'll be on our video streaming services like Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this FTX situation. What happened? Well, obviously people are only starting to find out what the true extent of the damage is, but it looks like it's in the billions of customer funds that are just gone and presumably gambled away by this fat, poorly, you know, out of shape individual who can't even sit up straight. The Sam Bankman Fried. He is just a sad sack.
I only saw one like mugshot of him.
Yeah, and like, you know, why people trust other people with their cryptocurrency? Why they? It's just, it bewilders me. There's so many different examples of failure like this. Like, people need to wake up, and you shouldn't have to lose your entire life savings. And some people are saying they had their entire life savings on this man's website.
Some people are dumb.
According to the story here at CNBC.com, in the space of days, FTX went from a $32 billion valuation to bankruptcy as liquidity dried up, customers demanded withdrawals, and rival exchange Binance ripped up its non-binding agreement to buy the company. FTX founder Bankman-Fried admitted on Thursday that he effed up. Anthony Scaramucci, the founder of SkyBridge Capital and short-time Trump communications director, flew to the Bahamas this week to help Bankman-Fried as an investor and friend. When he got there, he says it appeared beyond the point of a simple liquidity rescue. He said he didn't see evidence of this mishandling when he and others had first screened FTX as a potential business partner. Quote, duped, I guess, is the right word, but I'm very disappointed because I do like Sam. Well, a lot of people like a scam artist, right? Like a confidence man. They are very likable people.
Look at, well, anybody who ran for any office.
He says, I don't know what happened because I was not an insider at FTX. In a short period of time, according to CNBC, they expanded into non-crypto elements of life such as pop culture. In the past Super Bowl, it aired a commercial featuring comedian Larry David in which David turned down an opportunity to invest in crypto.
Aha. Never trust a man with two first names, Larry David.
GameStop. Hey. Right? Do you resemble that, nobody?
I did, and I probably will again one day.
Well, but for the moment, you don't, so you're safe.
True. GameStop is winding down its partnership with FTX, according to people familiar with the matter. Under the agreement announced in September, GameStop sold FTX gift cards in select stores, while FTX promoted the retailer on its exchange. And then they go on to list some of the other companies that this is going to be affecting. 130 different companies. Because what happened in the last year or so was this FTX, this big savior of the crypto industry, they kept announcing that they were going to be buying up these failing crypto companies. So there was, like, you mentioned BlockFi. I think it was kind of one of these companies where they weren't on total failure level, but they were having a tough time. FTX swings in and says, we're flush with cash. We're going to save BlockFi, and we're going to save this other company over here, and we're going to save. And so they spent all this money acquiring all these failing crypto companies, like, you know, this crypto hero or whatever, and now they themselves, there's no one to turn to.
Right.
It's looking really bad for them. Let's see. What else do you need to know about this guy? Oh, I've got a clip. You mentioned Eric Voorhees.
I did, yeah.
So, interestingly, just, I don't know, 2 weeks before all this news about FTX
broke, did he have a thing to say?
Eric Voorhees had a debate with Sam Bankman-Fried.
Oh, no. I did not know this.
And this debate was all about, now, to be fair, I haven't watched the whole debate, but I hear it's excellent. It's like over an hour. And
before you play the clip, though, I just want to say to anybody listening, if you're into cryptocurrency at all, in any way, shape, or form, educate yourself.
Sure.
Right? There are, and there have been, these cryptocurrency educators who take it upon themselves to educate the public about what to do. Eric Voorhees is one of them. Right? Of course, he's also in the business as well. But I'm thinking, who's the guy I would say? Andreas Antonopoulos.
Yeah.
Right? He took it upon himself to literally write a book about Bitcoin and how you should handle it as an individual seeking a peer-to-peer exchange system, right? And so all of these rules have been out there for such a long time. It's just that people aren't learning them. They're not learning not your keys, not your coins, and they're leaving their money on these exchanges. At some point, we have to point at the individuals for being dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it's I get that some people are new. They don't know, right? Like, I can give ignorance is an excuse, right, in this case.
Sure.
But this is a lesson that people should pay attention to. If you weren't paying attention before, now you know, and hopefully you didn't learn the hard way in this case. But here's the clip with this is just a minute and a half out of a much longer debate. Eric Voorhees from Shapeshift talking with this Sam Bankman, who, by the way, you're not going to get to see this man's body language, but as I mentioned, he's always like slumped over. He's not sitting up straight, and he's not even paying attention to Eric or the thing. You can see he's doing something. He's like, he's on a computer screen. He's looking over here. He's looking over there. Whereas Eric Voorhees is like focused on this debate. He's looking straight into the camera.
Yeah.
He's, and somebody else said that in another interview that this guy was doing, this bank man, it turns out he was playing some video game the whole time during the interview. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's what he's doing here. But anyway, here's the clip. And they're talking, by the way, about, pull it up here, they're talking about, you know, regulation. because this Bankman was a huge advocate for government regulation. Of course, Eric Voorhees, he's one of us. He's a voluntarist. He's a libertarian, hardcore, and he is obviously against that stuff. So here we go.
Defense by American retail had to be licensed. I think that could be reasonable. Which
Sam,
is
if we if
the by the way, this is Eric, the real dorky sounding guy is Sam.
The question was, let's acknowledge that the email protocol will be permissionless as a protocol.
Yep.
But it was the law of the land in America that every email front-end provider required KYC from its users.
KYC, by the way, stands for Know Your Customer. It's where they ask you a bunch of questions. You have to show ID, that kind of thing.
I have heard this clip. It's really good.
Because under the justification that we do not want people sending information back and forth with terrorists.
Yep.
Where would you stand on that position?
Oh, I'd be strongly against that position. Why would I be against it? Because I think that I think it'd be like against freedom of speech. I think it'd be disenfranchising a lot of people. I think I would not trust in practice that it would do a good job. So I agree with you on all of that. Okay. I'm making a distinction here between, for instance, payments versus like derivatives contracts.
Why is Aave somehow different than email?
So
Aave is a crypto lending decentralized finance platform.
Why is it different than email?
You argued so well and so passionately to not block email with licensing and KYC. I loved hearing that.
Yep.
That filled my soul with joy. Such good arguments. Why does that not apply to financial transactions?
So why does it not apply to financial transactions? I think there are a few things here. So, first of all...
It's been edited.
Yeah.
So, I actually played this clip on... I don't know if it was Free Talk Live or Beard Talk Live.
Oh, really?
On one of them 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, maybe it was one of the days you weren't here.
Must have been.
Or,
I don't think
it was a Sunday. But I just played it because of what Voorhees said regarding the analogy to email.
Yeah, it's a great example.
That you don't blockade people from sending email with KYC and all these regulations and fees and licensing and, you know, this international crap, right? It's just words going across the internet to a destination.
Crypto's just data.
Yeah. Crypto and email are fundamentally the exact same thing.
Just protocols.
Yeah. They're just data. That's it. That's all.
But this guy, you can tell, you know, he's struggling. He is struggling. You can't see the body language. He's like turned away as he's trying to figure out how to answer this question of what's the difference. And there is no difference. I mean, Voorhees has him up against the ropes. And now this same guy is going bankrupt this week and taking billions of dollars of customer funds and crypto with it. And it's really sad. There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.